Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Ethiopia's army chief of staff and three other senior officials have been shot dead during a coup attempt against one of the country's regional administrations. The chief of staff, Siyari Mekinen, was killed in the capital, Addis Ababa, while trying to prevent the coup in Amhara, and its governor, Ambachu Mekinen, was killed in Amhara itself. Emmanuel Igunza reports.
The Prime Minister's office has confirmed reports that Ethiopia's Chief of Staff, General Siyari Mekinen, is among four senior government officials killed overnight. Earlier, the Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, appeared on state television dressed in military fatigues and said the Chief of Staff had been shot as he tried to thwart a coup in Amhara State. Those killed in Amhara include the Governor, Ambachu Mekinen, and his senior advisor. The internet has been shut down across Ethiopia. Since he came to power last year, Mr. Abiy has moved to end political repression in Ethiopia, but he has failed to contain ethnic violence that has displaced nearly 3 million Ethiopians.
Millions of residents of Turkey's biggest city, Istanbul, are voting in a rerun mayoral election, widely seen as a referendum on the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The opposition candidate, Ekrem İmamoğlu, narrowly won the vote in March, but the governing AK party complained of irregularities. Çağıl Çasupoğlu of the BBC's Turkish service is in the city.
I am now in a polling station and I see that the turnout is quite high because many people criticize this decision and drag themselves into the poll to challenge this. Over 8 million people are voting and the turnout in the initial election was 84%, but this time around it's expected to rise up to 89% because ballot box in Turkey is seen as the only way to access to democracy.
India has rejected a US report on religious freedom, which said mob attacks by Hindu extremists against minority communities, particularly Muslims, continued in the country in 2018. The annual US State Department report assesses religious freedom in countries around the world. Here's Ambarasan Etirajan.
A government spokesman said India was proud of its secular credentials and foreign states had no right to question the country on religious freedom. The U.S. State Department report said at least 8 people had been killed in mob attacks in response to rumors that the victims had traded or killed cows. Hindus consider the animals to be sacred. The report also criticized India's governing BJP and several of its leaders for making inflammatory speeches against minority communities.
World News from the BBC.